We have spoken to you before about being in a planet of polarities, which of course you are. You do not have to look very far to see how many polarities now are active and are up and shall we say, almost at war. And so we want to advise you to read the headline, but do not listen to the news, because you do not need a warring energy inside of you when part of your job in the planet, on the planet, is to stop the war. Now, there are a number of ways that you can do that, but of course the most powerful ways are when you are stopping the war inside of yourself. And when you think about war, which we do not encourage you to do for a long time, what you will see, it is one part of the self moving against another part of the self, moving and pressing and creating a kind of pressure that actually creates internal war. So we are going to speak to you about a couple of things that can stop that from happening. First, by recognizing when it happens. We have spoken to you before about the problems with perfectionism, and so we will mention that one first. When you expect yourself, your own life, your own growth, your own everything to be perfect, you have created war. We want you to hear that again. When perfectionism is going on inside of you, you have created war. Now, it is not that you intend to create war. It is simply that because perfectionism has at its base fear, when you rouse fear inside of you, whatever form it may take, you are making war against the light that is inside of you. Now, we will remind you, of course, that everything we talk about and learn, we are not trying to learn it perfectly, because, you see, that would be encouraging perfectionism. But we do believe that there is a power for woman in being aware of what is going on inside of her. So let us take an example here. Let us say that you find yourself upset about something in your home, something you do not like, whatever that might be. And then you find yourself focused on whatever it is you are upset about. You go around your house, but you can only see this one thing that is wrong. And even when you are out of your house, you can only think about the thing in your home that is wrong and needs to be corrected. Now, what you have done here is you have set up a battleground. Because what is taking up all of the space inside of you is the thing that is wrong. And of course, what is crowding out is a space for the thing that is right, for its recognition and appreciation, for your focus on that thing that is right, because that is going to come from a place of love, just as perfectionism comes from a place of fear. Fear and love are the polar opposites. And if you want war, then set those against each other in your own body, in your own mind, and you will have war. That is not what we want to do with our lives. We want to be consciously creating peace, because the world we live in is in such great need of peace. And without people to create that peace internally, we are not going to be able to create it in the broader spectrum. So we have mentioned perfectionism, and we will mention this second thing, which is you are not good enough. Now, something comes up and something goes wrong or something does not do what you want it to do, and your question is, what is wrong with me? And so there, that fear-based statement which resonates in your mind and your body, and because it is fear-based, it blinds you to the other half of what is going on. And the other half of what is going on is, let me look at this whole situation. I will be happy to assume my part of the responsibility, but not everyone's part. Mine, but not everyone's part. And without our ability to do that, we are at war with ourselves. We have made ourselves bad or wrong or not enough or all of the things that you know that happen internally. And we do not wish to do that because that is another way to make war. And we do not want to make war. We want to make peace. There is an expression, we have heard some of you use it, and we see it in your literature. What if they gave a war and nobody came? So rather than having all of this war inside of you, when you feel that coming up, whatever material incites that, what if you simply do not enter? What if you say, if I was wrong, I was wrong. I will look at the whole thing. I will correct if necessary, but only for myself. I will not take on the actions or the responsibilities for the whole world around me. It is only for me. I will look at my part, and there are situations where perhaps I did not have a part. And when that turns out to be the case, I will allow that to be the true thing. So these are the things that stop the war inside of you. And that is the most powerful place that you can work in order to have peace in your life. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the blue of peace come down around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel a warm rain falling, and let that warm rain wash away the upset of the week, wash away any burdens you might be holding in your shoulders, on your back. Give it to the rain. Let the rain wash it away. Now see that the universe has sent balls of light to come into your body to assist you, to heal you, to strengthen you, to make you aware. And be aware that a golden ball of light comes into your open crown, comes down through the chakras in your body, and makes a place in your root center. And see this golden ball and feel it in your root center. And feel it burst open and send its light all through your root center. And feel this light bringing together in your body, the energy plan for what you wish to create. And when you think of what you wish to create, feel this light that the universe has sent you to support that, to draw from the earth and from the universe and from the world around you all that you need to create the beauty of your own life. Feel the universe send another ball of light down to your body and into the second center. And feel that golden ball of light in the second center. And feel it burst open and displace all the judgment and the shame that may have caught in that second center from the past or the present. And feel its light like a star begin to free your second center so that it's able to cleanse your life as you move, your thoughts, your feelings, anything that you need to feel and release. Feel the light of the universe there to support you in doing that. And feel a ball of light coming down through your body and coming into your solar plexus. And feel that golden light in your solar plexus. And feel that light explode and move out of your body all of the emotions that are not good for you, that do not support your health and your growth and your joy. And feel that gift of the universe working in your solar plexus. Feel the universe send a golden ball of light down through your body and into your heart. And feel that ball of golden light in your heart. And feel that golden light explode and cover your heart center with the golden light of the universe. Feel it moving to the places in your heart that may have been hurt, places where there might be grief or pain, places where there might be doubt or judgment turned against yourself. Feel this light displace all of that, so that there is this beautiful star of golden light in your heart. And feel this light begin to let you remember who you really are and how you are loved and how you are intended, how you are created exactly as you were meant to be. Feel a golden ball of light travel down through your body and into your throat. And feel the golden light in your throat. And feel that light explode. And as it explodes, feel it move out of your communication habits. Any words that make you doubt yourself. Any words that do not recognize your own wisdom and power. Anything that would take you away from who you are, feel that light crowding it out of your throat center. And feel the vibrancy of that light drawing to you the words that affirm, the words that speak to you of your growth and your love and your power to create. Feel the golden ball of light come into your third eye. And feel that golden light moving in your third eye. And exploding. So that that light breaks up anything that prevents your third eye from seeing and knowing and intuiting on the very highest level. And feel your third eye joyful and powerful and extending its power to see inward and outward and to know. And feel the universe sending a golden ball of light to your crown. And feel the golden ball in your open crown. And feel it explode. And push away from the crown anything that would prevent you from abundance, from joy, from power, from respect, from love. Anything that blocks that. Feel all of that blown away by the light. Now feel a smooth golden light with wisdom and power and kindness flowing into your body. Feel it filling your head and your thoughts. Filling your trunk, strengthening your spine, flowing through your arms so that you choose to do and hold only what is for your highest good. Feel the flow of light down through your legs and into your feet. And full of that golden light, feel it extend past your body so that you walk in this light. And all that is fine and good is drawn to you. All that supports, all that holds you up, all that makes you wise and loved is pulled to you like a magnet as you walk through the week. Going into your heart center, see that a road extends upward from your heart. And watch it as it moves higher into the night sky. Feel the cool wind of the night. And when the road has gone to a point of light, see that the universe sends you a gift. Rest the mind. Let yourself know the gift that comes to you on that road. Rest the mind. Open the third eye. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.